Same day, Disney announced that Bloomberg was stepping down and would be replaced by Susan Lin as president of ABC Entertainment, reporting to Braun, who was now sole chairman. Iger pledged his full support and leadership to Lin, who responded that she was confident Iger wouldn't micromanage me. He has no interest in reading scripts or hearing pitches or any of the day-to-day stuff. He just wants to know that there is a strategy and a focus to the work we're doing. She didn't sign the contract offered her, but its provisions went into effect anyway as her lawyer tried to wring some concessions from Disney. That Bloomberg was fired months after signing his lucrative new contract wasn't lost on Stanley Gold. At the January board meeting, he confronted Eisner in the corridor. "What the hell is going on?" he asked, demanding an explanation for the continuation of Bloomberg's contract, which he'd criticized in the first place. "Don't get upset, Stanley," Eisner said. "We would have had to pay him that much in severance anyway." "Don't bullshit me," Gold responded. "Don't insult my intelligence by telling me we would have had to pay somebody that kind of severance." Although Disney's weak results for the fiscal year ending in September and the ensuing months could in part be blamed on September 11th, Eisner couldn't ignore the plight of ABC in his annual letter to shareholders, which was released a few days before Bloomberg's firing. "Our broadcasting business also faces challenges that were partly caused by the overall economic environment," Eisner wrote. "Because of the softness in the economy, advertising rates were down for all of the broadcast networks. ABC was the number one rated network in primetime during a very healthy overall ad market in 2000. But this year it has suffered the 1-2 punch of a down economy and a drop in ratings. This is why we are heavily focused on developing new shows that will help propel ABC back to the top. Of course, there is no formula for creating great content, but it is what we must do to reap the considerable rewards of owning a broadcast network. Both Bob Iger and I grew up professionally at ABC. This is a business we understand, and one of our top priorities is to develop the kind of programming that will underpin resurgent long-range success. Prime time does present a problem, and we are determined to solve it, so here's a little primer on the network television business. You can move from the number 3 or number 4 network to the number 1 network in 2 years by having one new hit, say, every 6 months. When I was at ABC in the 70s, we went from last to first. NBC in the 80s had the same kind of success and pushed ABC out of the leadership role. Under Bob Iger in the 90s, ABC recaptured the lead. Now we have to do it again. In other words, there was nothing wrong at ABC that a few hits wouldn't cure. Not to mention the success of cable. Despite the ongoing turmoil at the Family Channel, Eisner hailed the channel's remarkably seamless integration with Disney. "I anticipate a remarkably swift integration into the company, followed by rapid growth and increases in profitability." Despite this optimism, other divisions of the company were hardly firing on all cylinders. At the theme parks, Disney's California Adventure had opened to weak attendance and tepid reviews. The second gate at troubled Disneyland Paris, promised in the previous year's letter, was still under construction. The once thriving Disney stores had not turned around, despite a redesign. Still grappling with a dearth of new products,